Welcome, brothers and sisters, to another day with Jesus on the road in the Gospel of Mark. It's episode 15 of Mark in May. 15, a little more than 2 weeks, and here we are, another day on the walk towards Jerusalem. Probably waking up now, getting our bag together, banging off our sandals, thinking about yesterday when the disciples, remember, were asking Jesus about other people exercising demons in his name who aren't with them. And Jesus says, they will be. Do not stop them. Which raises a whole bunch of interesting universal theological questions that we'll probably come back to next Wednesday. Then he might have had an irritable day yesterday, you think so? When he talked to us about this, if we put a stumbling block between a young person and, you know, it'd be better to cut off our hand or pluck out our eye or all of those things and go into the hell that will provide for us. And of course, Jesus is talking about our life today and the choices we have to make about whether we live towards the kingdom or towards the opposite. And then he gave us some pretty clear instruction, you know, about divorce, which again, very interesting, and would love to come back to that on our discussion group. And then he blessed the little children and called it a night. So here we are, waking up, gathering together, just enough time for another cup of tea. The traditional green tea today. Sometimes you just have to go back to the basics. The best tea, the traditional green tea with a little drop or two of 2% milk. And the thyme and myrtle candle. The window open, the shades open. It's bright outside, but the cloud looks ominous. So we'll see what that brings today. Whoop! Looks like we're ready to go. We're gathering up front. Here we go. Chapter 9, verse 38. Excuse me, chapter 10. I got a little carried away with that summary of yesterday. Chapter 10, verse 17, and one of the all-time great stories from the Gospels. As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, let me quiet down the monks a little bit, yeah, so we can hear this conversation. As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother. He said to him, teacher, I have kept all these since my youth. Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, you lack one thing. Go, sell what you own, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then, come, follow me. When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals, it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive a hundredfold now in this age. Houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." They were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. He took the 12 aside again and began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. And then they will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit upon him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise again." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism from which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left hand is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." That concludes another day with Jesus, and certainly a day filled with teaching. Just a few encounters with some folks on the road, but encountered the rich young man who went away grieving. Jesus again foretold his death and resurrection. He talked about who can and who can't get in the kingdom of God, and basically concluded that without God, it's impossible. But with God, anything is possible. I guess you don't go to the kingdom alone. Then there was James and John, who broke out from the group as we were watching him, right? And they asked Jesus for special favors when he came into his glory. They wanted to be the top lieutenants, so to speak. And Jesus gathered us all around and tried to teach us about what the kingdom of God and when Jesus comes into his glory, what that will be like. And it won't be as the world is. It'll be the world turned upside down. And one more thing was mentioned. Did you notice where Jerusalem was mentioned? So this is a turning point in Mark. Jerusalem is now mentioned, and it said the people were scared. So that's the first hint we have that our story is taking that last turn to the holy city. Well, let's relax. Take in a breath at the count of four and release it at the count of four. And again. And one more. As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. And you shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, then who can be saved?" And Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals, it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we've left everything and followed you." And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive 100-fold now in this age. Houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." They were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. He took the 12 aside again and began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and then they will hand him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him and spit upon him and flog him and kill him, and after 3 days he will rise again." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink? Or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And they replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. and the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And thus we conclude another interesting day of walking with Jesus, and especially the teachings of Jesus today. How hard it is for humans alone to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it's impossible. You don't get into the kingdom without the Holy Spirit leading you, without God with you, without Jesus taking you. And it's the third time he tells us all about the death and resurrection to come. We're still kind of ignoring that. In fact, right after he does that, remember, James and John went up to him and asked him for places of honor when that time came. Oh, there's so much to learn about what's going on, what's happening, who Jesus is, and how to be his follower. Another full day, and here comes Jesus over. He wants to give us our evening words. So let's quiet ourselves and hear what he has to say. "Spending time alone with me is essential for your well-being. It is not a luxury or an option. It is a necessity. Therefore, do not feel guilty about taking time to be with me. Remember that Satan is the accuser of believers. He delights in heaping guilt feelings upon you, especially when you are enjoying my presence. When you feel Satan's arrows of accusation, you are probably on the right track. Use your shield of faith to protect yourself from him. Talk with me about what you are experiencing and ask me to show you the way forward. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to me and I will come near to you." Amen. Well, there's another day. Walking with Jesus, walking with the 10, the 12, walking with each other. And we look forward to tomorrow for day 16. But until then, may the blessings of God enrich your life, and may the Holy Spirit fill your heart.